So why don't we start through it? You ready to do that? So we're going to move into ministry time. Why don't you put down your notes and stuff? We'll have the overhead here to guide us. And this is a joint effort now. I'll lead, yes, but the degree of freedom you get is going to depend on how much you get committed and declare war and are willing to go through that paradigm shift. Okay? So we'll probably get to a point of taking a break. We'll do that, and then we'll come back and continue the ministry. Okay, let me lead you, but I'm going to give you some pauses in here, and you and the Holy Spirit add whatever is appropriate for you and your family line. Does that make sense? So I'm going to lead you through some significant things, but then you feel free, quietly, under your breath, you know, just keep adding what you need to add. Because this is very unique, individualized ministry. We all have different ancestors. We all have different shaming things that set us up. It's still shame, though, so we can deal with it. Okay, let me pray for you as part of getting started. Lord, I thank you for this revelation. I thank you for the awesome freedom we've seen come into many people's lives over the years as we have applied this process. First of all, we thank you for our own freedom, Lord, but then we thank you for the freedom that have come into other people's lives. We thank you, Lord, this is a major thing that needs to be gotten out of the body of Christ, because we've had it all right from the beginning in the entire human race, and we all need to get free of it. So, Lord, as we start into this, we just ask for your Holy Spirit to come, to animate us, to fill us, to strengthen us, to help us have incredible resolve and commitment to carry this through to freedom, and then share it with everybody you bring across our paths, Lord, that where the door is open for this sharing. We bind every bit of the enemy that would try to keep this ministry from taking place. We bind the shame, we bind the fear, we bind the control. We command you to shut up, be quiet. And now you agree with me. Let's say, I command the stronghold of shame to separate from all other strongholds. Disconnect in every way. We move you out of our personhood and over to an empty area where you can have no communications, no support at all. In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus
Christ. Yes. Now I speak to fear. I command you to be totally separated. Pull your roots and tentacles out of every aspect
of
my personhood, my true identity, and I command you to move over to an empty place. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Now I take authority over control. I command you to disconnect from every aspect of my personhood,
from every other stronghold,
and I command you to move to an empty place and just stay there until I address you later. On the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, I now come before you, and I confess the sins of my ancestors, sins of my parents, and my own sins, giving place to shame, an identity of shame, giving place to fear, and an identity of fear, giving place to control, and an identity of control. I confess every sin they committed that triggered or resulted in shame, however many generations ago that occurred, that is reverberated down through the generations, and set me up,
to become a shame-based
person.
I confess the sins.
I acknowledge the sins.
I acknowledge that I have moved into those same sins
and allowed those curses
to operate in my life.
Now I'm going to be quiet for just a moment or three, and I want you to ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, are there any specific sins, and particularly any specific kinds of abandonment that have occurred in my family line that it would be good for me to confess right now? So each one of you just respond to the impressions you get or memories that come back up into your awareness. Holy Spirit may say, well, so-and-so was illegitimate. So-and-so was adopted. We can also confess the sins of other significant authority figures in our lives, school teachers, pastors, coaches, bosses, people that were in a place of authority who did or spoke things that triggered more shame and or reinforced the shame that we already were struggling with. We're confessing their sin at this point. Not forgiving necessarily, but for confessing. Thank you, Lord, for just bringing into each one of our memories all that we need to know. Thank you, Lord. So quietly under your breath, I'm expecting you to be forgiving and confessing. I expect you to be confessing. Okay, I'm going to move on. If Holy, you can always come back and continue some of this, of course, if there's Holy Spirit brings more to your awareness later on. So now we're going to ask God to forgive us. So let's do the next bullet. God, I ask you to forgive me for receiving these lies that set me up to believe that I was a shame-based person. In one form or another, to believe that I was uniquely and fatally flawed. Now, if there are other forms of ungodly beliefs, other forms of believing that you're shamed, and they're being brought into your awareness right now, you can go ahead and confess those lies and ask the Lord to forgive you for believing them. Any lie that is of the sort, I'm different, or there must be something the matter with me, I wonder what it is. Any lie that would promote difference is a shame-based, ungodly belief. Okay, let's do the next step. Lord, I ask you to forgive me for allowing the shame, fear, control strongholds to operate in my life and to operate through me to afflict and affect other people. Any specifics again that the Holy Spirit's bringing into your awareness, just ask forgiveness for that as well. Okay. Lord, I choose to forgive my ancestors.
I choose to forgive all authority figures
for all the ways they set me up for a shame-based existence,
for all the ways they shamed me, for all the wounding that they caused in my life, and for all the demons they passed down to me, or because of my sin out of my wounding, me opening the door to further demonic oppression. I forgive all these people based on the cross of Jesus Christ and His making a way of freedom for me. So, Lord, I ask for Your forgiveness. I thank You for forgiving me. And I receive Your forgiveness. Not based on my own merit, but on what Jesus has done for me. And because of that, then, I am able to forgive myself. I do forgive myself. And I release myself from all the ways I've blamed and put myself down, been angry with myself, and essentially just cooperated with the enemy to keep me trapped. Lord, I now move into that position of power that You give to me as I meet the conditions of Your conditional promises, as I move through that place of confession, then the place of forgiveness. I thank You that that positions me at the place of power, at the place of authority, and I choose to receive that power and authority and exercise it now. I now break my covenant with shame. I break my covenant with the lie that I am shame-based, I'm uniquely and fatally flawed. This is my lot in life. I can't do anything about it. I'm just going to have to endure it and guard myself my entire life. I bring all those lies to naught. I stop agreeing with them. Lord, I choose the identity that You have for me. I now do the same with fear. I break every form of agreement with fear. I break all agreements that I'm a fearful person. I break all agreements that fearful things are going to happen to me. That bad things are going to happen to me. I'm no longer going to walk in those beliefs. Or those expectations. I totally disconnect from the identity of fear. Amen. Okay, I do the same with control. I break all agreements with the lies that I have to protect myself. I have to be my own safe place. That if I don't do it, nobody else is going to do it. I totally fire control from my life. I break all agreements of identity. And I say to you, control, your time is short. I'm going to remove you from my life. I choose to turn control of my life over to the Holy Spirit. I declare Jesus is Lord. I have a great, incredible Father, and my life is in safe hands with Him. So I choose to relax.
choose to relax.
And take one step at a time.
Letting
the Holy Spirit lead me.
Enjoying life.
Enjoying those God puts around me.
Enjoying
the fact I no longer have to have walls up.
I'm safe.
I'm free.
I'm
no longer a controller.
Hallelujah.
That's my destiny.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
All right. Great. Yes. Okay.
Thank
you, Lord. Holy Spirit, I agree with you.
Holy Spirit, I agree with you.
Jesus, I agree with you.
Father God, I agree with you.
I am an accepted son or daughter.
I'm your very special child.
I'm a firstborn son in the kingdom of God.
This is my true identity.
This is who you created me to be.
This is what you created me to be.
I've been this all along.
I just didn't know it.
But now I know it.
And
I accept it.
And receive it.
In the precious name of Jesus.
Amen.
That's who I am.
That's who I'm going to be.
Yes, every bit of counterfeit identity,
it's going to be
gotten rid of sooner
or later,
but it's going to be gotten rid of.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Betsy,
would you come and lead us
in this area receiving
healing?
One of the things that I've been hearing as we've been going through this is that for several of us, our shame is tied in not as much with what actually happened to us as how we have actually responded to somebody else or something that we've done to somebody else. So the Lord may take you to a time where you felt like you really abandoned your children. The Lord may take you to a time when you felt like you were part of a shaming event for something that happened. And we just feel totally open. We're not going to put God in a box on this. And if that's the case, you know, just say, God, where do you want to take me? And He can take you either to a time you were shamed or you felt like you had shamed somebody else. So, thank you, Holy Spirit, for your strong presence with us and for the strong passion in our heart to just receive you now, to receive all that you have, to not let anything get by or slip away, Lord, that you want to touch and you want to heal. And so, Lord, we just come and present ourselves, Lord, as little children to a good Father. You are our safe place. Lord, we can lay down our guard. We can lay down our defenses. You're not going to give us more than we can handle. You know right where we are. You know the context where we are. You know the day of our life and the things going on in our lives. And so, Lord, we just come right now and we just say, Holy Spirit, would you bring back to us, would you bring back into our awareness, into our memory, a time that involves shame? Lord, a time when we were embarrassed or humiliated or put down. A time when we were abused or scapegoated or victimized. Lord, you know all of the different ways. You know the roots of our personal shame. And so, Lord, we just ask you to take us to a place that you want to heal, a time of shame that you want to heal. And Lord, that we know that that time might be a time when also we cause shame in somebody else's life and we're a perpetrator of shame. And so, Lord, we just take this time to come before you and say, you're a good God. Would you just take us now, show us a time that you want to heal? And I'm just going to be quiet for a few minutes so we could just listen to the Lord, sense from the Lord what it is that He wants to remind us of. Lord, just remind us. And some of you, both who are in this room and who will be seeing this or hearing this, you're not sensing that the Holy Spirit is taking you to a place, but you are really remembering. You're really remembering a shameful event. You're remembering a time when you were really embarrassed and hurt and felt shamed. And it's all right if that's just, you're just remembering and you're thinking, well, I'm the one doing the remembering. It's all right. I want to encourage you to just go with that thing that you're remembering. So thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm just going to ask you just to stay right where you are. Keep your eyes closed. But if the Holy Spirit's showing you something, just slip up your hand. Just slip up your hand. Okay, you just something. Okay. Okay, thank you, Holy Spirit. I want you just, you know, to have that freedom, because God gives it to you, to just begin to share the tears, to share what you were feeling, to share the hurt. You don't have to hold it back. You're safe in the presence of the Lord right now. Nobody's going to judge or condemn you. Nobody's going to put you down for your tears. Nobody's going to shake a finger in your face for feeling hurt, for feeling humiliated, for feeling ashamed of yourself, even for your own response and what you did. Just tell the Lord how you feel. Lord, it hurt. Lord, I hate it. Lord, I felt so confused. Lord, I was so humiliated. Begin to just talk to the Lord as your best friend and just tell Him, Lord, this is what I'm feeling right now. Is this time is coming back to me and being revealed to me. This is what I'm feeling. This is what it was like for me, Lord. I just hated that person. Oh, Lord, I felt like I didn't know what to do. I felt so helpless. I didn't even have words. Lord, I was so frustrated. Whatever it was, oh, Lord, I felt such a mixture of pleasure and pain, and I didn't understand it. I just didn't understand it, Lord. And as you just continue to share your heart, just to pour out your own heart to the Lord, just ask Him to show you or let you sense or let you hear that He was really there with you. For those that have that ability just to see in the Spirit, just look around and see where Jesus is in this event that happened in your life. Just look around for Him. You might even have to look out past a door or behind you or out into the surrounding area and invite Him in. Say, Jesus, I can't heal this. I don't know what to do with it. Would you just come? And some of you that don't see but just sense Jesus and hear His voice, let Him begin to speak His love and His truth to you. You believe the lie. You believe the shame. Some of you believed it was your fault. Some of you made lifelong beliefs about yourself, about how you need to hide, how you need to keep up your walls. At this very time that the Lord's showing you, would you just let Him speak His truth to you? Jesus, would you come speak into our hearts right now? Just come. Some of you are sensors and feelers, and you don't hear something clearly, but you just sense what He wants to do. You just sense His presence. Let His healing presence be there for you. Let His healing presence begin to melt away that stuck place. Let His healing presence come and begin to bring the comfort. It doesn't matter whether you see or hear or feel, let Jesus be there. The Lord come and just minister. Just keep your attention. That's right. Just let it pour out. Just let it pour out. He's longed for those places where we would give up. We would give up the pain. We wouldn't carry it anymore. He never designed us to carry it. He never designed us to carry the pain of the conflict. I see some of us just going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Lord, I shouldn't feel this way, but I do feel this way. Give Him that conflict. I feel just for one or two of you, it's like you just need to open one more door and say, Jesus, I've never wanted anybody to go into that room of my heart because I've felt so ashamed. But He's saying, it's okay, son. It's okay, daughter. I'm not going to hurt you anymore if you let me come in. Even that little part of you that had to separate off and carry the pain, I want to heal her too. I love her. I love Him. You don't have to be ashamed. I love every part of you. And I have healing for every part of you. So just open the door. Just open the door. We just speak even to those little hearts that have had to hide in their fear and shame and terror. And we just speak how much we just want you to know that Jesus loves you so much. That He's not forgotten you just because you've hidden and couldn't come out. He's not condemned you because you carried the shame. He just loves you and is ready for your healing when you're ready. Just keep your focus on Jesus, on sensing Him, hearing Him. And if you haven't already, if there's any kind of pain left, would you just give that to Him? Jesus, I just want to give you all the remaining pain. I want to give you the self-hate. I want to give you the disappointment, the guilt, the sense of failure. I even want to give you my frustration with myself that I've carried this for so long. Because you're not judging me. Lord, I even give you my fear of healing, my fear of letting go, of being my own protector. Lord, I just want to give you that fear. See if there's anything else that you just want to say to Him or anything else that He wants to show you or do or just give you a sensing of. Would you just continue to stay tuned in to God's Spirit and just ask Him, Lord, what lie came into my life at this time of shaming? Whether I was the receiver or the giver, what lie came in? Lord, would you just show me your truth? I break agreement with that old lie. And I break the power of the stranglehold that it's had on my life. And I thank you, Lord, for showing me your truth, what you always had for me, who I always was, the things you always wanted for me. Thank you for restoring my soul. And we want to just check the healing for a minute. Just go back to that memory that the Lord first showed you or that you just first thought of. And just see, put yourself back into it, just right where as you first saw it. Like if you first saw it with yourself standing in the kitchen with your mom and dad screaming at each other. Go back to that first setting that you saw. Just ask the Lord to show you how you are now. Lord, just show us. How am I now? How am I now? For many of you, the peace of God is there, the comfort of God is there, the love of God is there. For some of you, when you asked, Lord, show me how I am, you saw an additional dimension. Like, well, Lord, I hadn't dealt with all the anger. Or, Lord, I hadn't dealt with all the fear. And the Lord says to you, well, you just come back to me. As soon as you have time, and we'll deal with that part of it. I'll take you deeper. I want your complete healing. So if there's another dimension of the shame, and you're seeing another feeling or another situation, then just know that God's ready when you're ready. And that you don't really need somebody else to lead you through, that you can go right to Him, and you can pour out your heart, and you can ask Him to be there, and reveal His love and His truth. Child, you are more precious than silver. Child, you are more costly than gold. My child, you are More beautiful than diamonds, and nothing I desire compares with you. You are in my heart, and I have time for you. You are in my mind, and I have loving thoughts of you. You are in the palm of my hand. No one can snatch you away. You are my beloved, and I long to heal you now. You are my beloved, and I long to heal you now. And that's the Lord's song to your heart. So just receive. Just receive. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for just your touch. Lord, just pour your love in. As the tears have gone out and the lies have gone out, just pour in, Lord. Pour into every empty place. Pour into every place we had felt helpless and victimized. Pour into that place where we had felt, God, I have gone around this mountain so many times, I don't even want to go back there. But you're pouring your love. You're pouring your healing. You're pouring your truth. Thank you, Lord, for continuing throughout this day and this week and this time we have on this mountain together. And for those people that will be watching this somewhere else, God wants to pour. He wants to release His rivers of living water into your soul and into your spirit to refresh and re-nourish, to pour water on the dry ground, to break loose the springs of living water that have been blocked within you, that you might begin to flow again, that you might have life and life more abundant. So, Lord, we just choose to continue to receive. Lord, we just want to be gluttons for your healing. We want everything that you have for us. Till we know that we know that we know from the inside out, God, where we don't have to fake ourselves out. And we don't have to fake out anybody else. And we know that the healing is complete. So don't stop, Lord. Just keep on healing our lives. And we just love you, Lord, for being our healer. Thank you, Jesus.
So good, Lord, receiving your healing. Thank you, Lord, that you went to the cross so that we could receive your healing. You would come to heal our broken hearts, and our shamed hearts, and our fearful hearts, and our controlling hearts. You'd come to heal the abandonment and the rejection. Thank you for that, Lord. One of the problems with doing deliverance in a group setting like this, doing soul spirit healing in a group setting like this, is it'd be nice to continue. And we all have different hurts and different amounts of hurts to be healed. And we can't really do that. We need to go on to the next step. But just be assured that you can go back to God and continue to get receive His healing for whatever hurts you have, but certainly in the area of shame, fear, control, today, tomorrow, next day. And He'll keep healing us till there aren't any more hurts left in that area. So in some ways, this is just opportunity for you to find out God will heal and wants to heal. And in another case, praise the Lord, He's done some. Many of you got a touch today, and that's very special. But I'm going to ask you to change steps now, or change mindsets, and move to the next step. Can you do that? Can you switch from being a receiver of God's grace and healing to a warrior? So, Lord, give me the grace to transition. And I'd really like to ask you to stand up if you're able to do that, those of you who are ready to become a warrior. See, we've recovered quite a bit of legal ground the last few minutes between the confession, the forgiveness, the breaking agreement with the false identity, separating out the strongholds and moving them over to an empty place, and then asking the Lord to come and to begin the process of healing, and He's done that. So we're going to put on our warrior shoes and our warrior hat, and let's declare war. You ready to do that? We sort of did it, but we're going to do it in an official way right now. So, Lord, I thank you for your grace. And I choose now to declare war on the enemy. I specifically declare war on the stronghold of shame, the stronghold of fear, and the stronghold of control. And I declare on the super stronghold of the three of these working together to bring destruction into my life. I declare war. And I'm on the winning side. And you've already lost. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. We've already removed all interconnections between the strongholds, but let's just remind them in case they've been trying to reconnect. So let's just say, I command shame.
I command fear.
I command control.
To continue to stay disconnected.
And separated from each other and every other stronghold on the authority of Lord Jesus Christ. Okay. Shame, I command you to pay attention to me.
I'm no longer a shameful person.
You have no rights in my life.
And it's time for you to leave.
And if you have a sword of the Spirit, you can take it and apply it as we're going through this ministry. I now command the entire stronghold
to leave that empty place where you've been.
Leave me.
Leave my brothers and sisters.
Leave this room.
I turn you over to the Lord Jesus Christ.
I command you to do as He orders you,
but you may never come back to me,
nor to this earth,
on the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay, now we're going to get very specific and attack the stronghold and the individual demons within it. Okay, every demon of shame out right now in the authority of Jesus. Just come on out. Every bit of shame, just get out of me. Get out of my brothers and sisters. Get out of every person here. Every shaming event, we plead the blood of Jesus over those shaming events, and we take them back. We call them part of the kingdom of God, and there's no legal ground. Every bit of shame, totally out. Every form of shame, every stronghold of shame, every bit out. Every bit of shaming from abandonment. Shaming from abandonment by my parents. Shaming from abandonment by my grandparents. Shaming by abandonment from authority figures in my life and my ancestors' lives. Every bit of shame through abandonment out right now in the name of Jesus. Demons of shame that would say I'm a bad boy or a bad girl and keep me trapped in that lie. What's the matter with me? There must be something the matter with me. I must be bad. I must be defective. All those demons that had legal ground because of those lies out right now in the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every person,
all demons that would have place in shaming place because of condemnation, out. Demons of condemnation, out. Be gone. Don't come back. Demons of defilement, shaming through defilement, sexual defilement, other forms of defilement. Shame through being different. The lie that there's something the matter with me and I'm different. All those demons of shame out. Out of everybody here and everybody watching or listening in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Demons of embarrassment. Embarrassment out. Demons of guilt out. All guilt. All the connections between shame and guilt. We plead the blood of Jesus. We command you to leave on the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. Demons of being inferior and less than and inadequate and different from other people. Can't even talk about it. Can't share it with other people. We plead the blood and command you out of each person here on the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. All demons of illegitimacy and shaming through illegitimacy, shaming through premarital sex, shaming through all kinds of sexual encounters, out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We go back through the generations and plead the blood of Jesus over all shaming through sexual encounters of all forms of rape and incest, out in the name of Jesus. We'll not put up with you any longer. We're going to get a total healing. We're going to take that healing to other people. All shaming due to occult involvement in my family line, in my own involvement in the occult. All shaming of seeking knowledge and power and control through things other than the true and living God. We break the power of that shame and command every demon out. All demons of self-accusation and self-hatred, self-condemnation, and self-punishment, self-accusations, and over again just repeating the words of condemnation and put-downs. We break the power of those demons. We command you out right now on the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every bit out. Every bit out. We'll not put up with any bit of shame for any more in our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just say, ask you by your Holy Spirit to just sweep through and gather up all that would try to hide, all that would try to burrow down into the earth in one way or another, all that would try to keep from being discovered. Lord, you send the hornets ahead of us and drive the ites out of their hiding places. We ask you to do that now and drive every demon that's trying to say, well, he's not talking to me. She's not talking to me. This is not me they're addressing. We say everything having to do with shame, in the shame stronghold, we command you to continue out and continue on out on the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. All related things to shame, all the unworthiness, gather up unworthiness of every form. You go out, victimization of every form, out, all passivity, out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All being helpless, hopeless, and trapped, not having any chance of freedom and getting out from all that the devil has put on me, we command you out right now. Every bit of victimization, appeasement, betrayal, entrapment of all kinds, mistrust that would keep us locked in shame and victimization, out. All the self-pity and trauma and unfaithfulness that would lead to victimization. I renounce being a victim. I'm no longer a victim. I'll not accept any victimization and demons of victimization in my life, out of me, out of my descendants, leave right now in the name of Jesus. Shame, victimization, unworthiness, all inadequacies, all failure. I'll just keep failing. I'm just shamed by all the failings and failures. All defeat, losses, out right now in the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. All demons of trauma that have promoted shame and had place because of shame, we command you to leave. Demons of abuse, physical, mental, emotional, sexual, spiritual, verbal, all forms of abuse and victimization and shaming through trauma, out right now in the authority of Lord Jesus Christ. Demons of rape, actual sexual rape or other forms of rape where we've just been violated, taken over, and overpowered, we renounce you and we command you out on the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. Anything else? Holy Spirit, show us individually all remaining abandonment out of this family line.
out of me individually, each one of us individually, on the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. Shanakyata. Demons of anger over being shamed, over being victimized, over being abused, over being traumatized. All anger. Family line anger. Anger coming down the family line from our ancestors. We break the hold of that. We command you out right now. Any anger we've given place to personally, out, 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 in the name of Jesus Christ. Totally be gone. Totally be gone. At any time, just be sensitive to what the Holy Spirit may show you, and just say, I renounce you, get out of me. We speak to the stronghold of fear. We command you to leave. I turn you over to the Lord Jesus Christ. Leave me and my brothers and sisters. Don't ever come back. Don't ever come back on the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yep, okay, out right now. Every bit of fear. All the forms of fear. The entire stronghold of fear. The identity of fear. Out right now in the name of Jesus. Totally be gone. Totally be gone. Totally be gone. Totally be gone. Leave, leave, leave. Don't ever come back again. Shanaki, every kind of fear. Fear of exposure. Fear of the shame being exposed. Well, you don't have to be fearful of that anymore. You don't have it. Out in the name of Jesus. Every bit of fear of exposure. Fear of being shamed. Fear of being exposed and humiliated in front of other people. All forms of fear of exposure, being shamed, being attacked. Fear that the walls will be penetrated by somebody else. Fears that the true you will be exposed. Fear that the counterfeit identities will be exposed. Out. Every bit of fear out. We command you to leave. We thank you, Lord, for a total freedom and cleansing of fear. Fear of being attacked. Fear of being victimized. Fear of having diseases. Fear of heart attack. Fear of men. Fear of performing. Fear of getting up in front of other people and speaking or singing. Fear of prophesying. Fear of hearing God. Fear of not hearing God. Fear of what God might tell me to do. Fear of rejection. Fear of abandonment. All of you out on the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not going to put up with anything. Anything. Totally out. Thank you, Lord, for freedom from the identity of fear. I am no longer a fearful person. I am an overcomer person. I am an overcomer. I am a more than conqueror. I am a bold person. I can go and do and be anything and everything God calls me to be. I can move throughout the world, fulfill my destiny, bring the kingdom of God into other people's lives with no fear. No fear. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. There are no limitations when we let go of fear. Okay. Let's go after the big result of control. Some of you, this is going to be a little disorienting for a while, maybe. You've been controlling yourself, controlling everybody around you, even trying to control the demons, maybe even the Holy Spirit. This is going to be new for you. You earlier turned control of your life over to God. So you may feel disoriented. You may feel vulnerable. You may feel at a loss. Gee, what am I going to do with all this spare time? What am I going to do with all this extra energy? But you just walk on through it. Walk on through it. God will show you who you really are. You'll get acquainted with the true you. And after a while, you'll be very, very comfortable and very happy and delighted that you've done this. So we've already moved control over to an empty place. So let's just go ahead and deal with it. And we'll deal with all the different aspects of control. And again, if the Holy Spirit brings something up in your awareness, you say, oh, I see that form of control in myself. I see that in my family line. Whether I name it or not, you can name it. You can command the demons that have had legal ground because of that to get out. And I just want you to do that. God wants you to do that. Okay. All together. I speak to the stronghold of control.
I speak to the stronghold of control.
I command you to pay attention.
I command you to pay attention.
And do everything I tell you to do.
You're no longer in control.
But I'm in control.
I'm in control.
Under the direction of the Holy Spirit.
Under the direction of the Holy Spirit.
I command the stronghold of control to leave me now.
I command the stronghold of control to leave me now.
Leave my brothers and sisters.
Leave my brothers and
We turn you over to the Lord Jesus Christ. And never come back to this earth. Every form of control, get out of me now in the name of Jesus. Every bit of control. Again, we reach in and pull out those tentacles and roots where you've infiltrated my true personality, and you come out. We plead the blood of Jesus over every tentacle, over every root. We cut you away. We take the sword of the Spirit, cut you away from the true personality. We separate you out. We command you to leave. Go. Don't ever come back again. Every form of control. Control through passivity. We renounce passivity and command you to leave. All forms of control through passivity. Control through denial. That's not there. I don't need to deal with it. I renounce you and I command you to leave. All control through appeasement. Well, maybe if I ignore the demons, they'll ignore me. I break the control of appeasement and command you out of me right now. Out of my brothers and sisters. All control through enabling. I'll just help my brothers and sisters. I'll help myself stay in this sin by not confronting, by not dealing with it, by not bringing it up. All form of enabling and demons behind it, we command you to leave right now in the authority of Lord Jesus Christ. Demons of domineering. I'll just control the other people directly. I'll be in charge. I'll take control. I know what's best. I command you to leave right now in the name of Jesus. All demons of false responsibility. Taking control where God hasn't called me to take control. Going into places where God hasn't called me to go. Relieving other people and enabling them to stay in their sin by taking on false responsibility. Lord, I'll ask you where I have authority. I'll ask you where I have responsibility. And then I thank you I'll be able to perform and act in that area. And I won't go where you don't send me. In the name of Jesus. Every demon, a false responsibility out of this family. In the name of Jesus. All control through jealousy and envy of other people. All control through manipulation out on the authority of Lord Jesus Christ. Subtle control that's hidden, that other people can't see. We command you to leave. All control through passivity, even Ahab-level passivity, we command you out right now. Control through possessiveness. This is mine. You're mine. I'll tell you what to do. This is my place to tell you. I command demons behind that out in the name of Jesus. All demons of pride and control through pride. I know what's best for you. I know what we need to do. I'll tell you what to do. You just follow me and you won't have any problems. And taking away the other people's legitimate right to make their own decisions. All demons behind that out right now in the name of Jesus. Just go. Don't ever come back again. All demons of witchcraft, we renounce you. Control through witchcraft. Control through imposing one's will on another person. We renounce that control, that witchcraft. We renounce demons of witchcraft out of me, out of my brothers and sisters. Leave right now in the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. All control through occult means, spells, hexes, wishing, all kinds of Jezebel-level control, hypnosis, whether it's obvious or not, every form of occult-empowered control, we renounce the demons behind it, every bit of Jezebel, every bit of Antichrist, all linking demons, we break the power of linking demons, we command you out, and don't ever come back again. Control through occult victimization, or control occult slavery, out on the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. Totally leave. All Jezebel-level control, out. Every demon of Jezebel, Ahab, out. Leave me, my brothers and sisters. Don't ever come back again. We will never put up with you again. We will not control to cover the shame. We're exposing the shame. We're exposing the lies. We're exposing the false identity. All the walls are coming down. I don't need any walls. Walls come down, out, in the name of Jesus. All happy faces, all sad faces. Every kind of false face out in the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every form of control. We'll not put up or tolerate control of any form in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, just show us if we individually have any specific kind of control, we still need to deal with, still need to renounce, still need to command to leave. Show us, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your faithfulness. We're ready to be free. You've been ready for us to be free. We will no longer be shame-based people. We will no longer give place to fear and be fear-placed people. We'll no longer be control-based and have to take care of ourselves and be our own safe place. Jesus, you are our safe place. Holy Spirit, you'll alert us if we need to avoid a situation. You'll alert us. You'll say, this is the way, walk ye in it. If we need to go to the left to walk around a dangerous situation, you'll provide our safety. We no longer need to be concerned about that. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your faithfulness. Every demon a lie that would control and have us control, move back into that control. Get out. Get out. Leave. Don't ever come back. On the authority of Lord Jesus Christ. Anything else, Holy Spirit? Anything else we need to deal with? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We let go of controlling others, and we get free of others controlling us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. That's worthy of a hand clap. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank your mercies, Lord, that are new every morning. Thank you that you deliver us out of the hands and the snare of the fowler, Lord, and you put us into your kingdom, Lord. Thank you. We've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Thank you, Lord, for freedom from shame, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, that big areas of our house have been opened up today, that the inhabited space that we've given to the enemy is now empty. And now, Holy Spirit, we ask you to come in and inhabit that space. You fill our houses to overflowing. You fill us such that we just are flowing out off. Our cups are just overflowing onto every other person around us, Lord. That your joy is coming forth instead of sadness. Your freedom is there instead of the shame. Your personhood, the true identity that you've created us to be, is there instead of this shame person, this defective person, this fatally flawed and uniquely and utterly trapped person, Lord. We are now able to move into what you've called us to be, that you've destined us to be, that you created us to be in the very first place. And we commit, Lord, to move ahead, to do that in freedom, to do that in joy, to do that in the adventure of the Christian life. And we just thank you. We bind all the demons that are still there. Anything that was stupid enough to hang around, we bind you. We forbid you to manifest. Whatever stronghold you're a part of, whatever part of the ways that you have to oppress us, we bind you. We forbid you to operate. You're not bringing shaming events in our life anymore. No more fearful events. Our expectations are not like Job's anymore. That which I greatly feared has come upon me. We're free of that. We expect joy. We expect good things to happen to us. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness coming into our lives. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. God bless you. Hallelujah. You may sit down if you care to. Thank you, Lord. Well, we have had a day, haven't we? We have walked through a lot of things this morning and on into this afternoon. Thank you, Lord, for enabling us. So give yourselves permission to grow into this revelation. Give yourselves permission to grow into the understandings. Give yourself permission that, oh, we missed that during the deliverance when we were all together. There's an outcropping of shame that's popping up. The word says that God says, I'm not going to drive the ites out of the land in one day or even in one year, but little by little until you can increase and possess your land. So we've made a big little by little today. We've made a big step ahead in these four ministry areas that we all need. But know that it's little by little. Allow for the fact that we may not have gotten 100% clearance today of shame, fear, and control. And it's okay, because God knows how much we can handle at any moment in time. And it's our job now to increase and possess our land. Grow spiritually. Grow with determination. Grow with warfare.
Don't grow in passivity. Don't grow in victimization. Don't grow in more shame, but get rid of those things, and you can move ahead and not only consolidate all the gains we've gotten today, but keep gaining and keep gaining. And you don't need to take 2 years like I did. God's released a whole lot more anointing, a whole lot more understanding. He's accelerating the process. We're in the day of acceleration. You can expect to be totally free in a week, in 2 weeks, a month. Make it as short as possible by growing and increasing and expanding and possessing your land. And just think, we can drive shame, fear, and control out of the church. We can have healed churches. We can have healed marriages. We can have healed individuals. We can even have a better spouse ourselves who's not being affected by shame or fear or control. Thank you, Lord. We just worship you and thank you, praise you. God bless you.